Let's turn now to Iraq and the battle over the country's second largest city, Mosul. The Iraqi army is pushing to take the city back from ISIS militants, but the extremists are resisting, and there are reports now that ISIS has been killing civilians in Mosul. It's difficult to verify those reports, but Patrick Osgood is trying. He's an editor for the Iraq Oil Report, based in nearby Erbil. Osgood says ISIS is starting to lose control of events inside Mosul.
We are seeing ISIS largely removed from the streets of the city as they've pulled people out to the fronts to mount defenses. The morality police, called the Hizba, are being increasingly recruited to take part in offensives and take a more aggressive security role in the city. And that's rubbing up the wrong way with other ISIS recruits, and we're seeing gun battles inside the city. We're also seeing the Hizba continue a campaign of vicious public executions. Because whereas they can't police the city effectively, they can try to instill fear in the civilian population there.
And how are you getting these details, Patrick? Who are sending these reports?
So we have a small network of Moslawis across most of the neighborhoods of the city.
Moslawis, those are the people who live in Mosul, correct?
Yes, yeah. Yes. They have communicated with us in a very simple way, you know, SMS and short phone calls and things. They're a bit more liberty to speak from their homes now, firstly because the cell phone coverage throughout Mosul has vastly improved recently, and the Iraqi security services have worked with cell phone providers there to get free credit and provide numbers and provide information from the military on what citizens should do to minimize the risk to their lives as they wait to be liberated.
Yeah, what is the risk of reprisals from ISIS if they find out that these people in Mosul are sending details to Iraq Oil Report?
Death.
So that risk is still very alive right now.
ISIS has consistently severely punished people who are thought to be providing information to the outside world. And typically they make an example of them through executions, or people are taken to detention sites and never heard of again.
And so why are these people in Mosul doing this? Why are they sending you these details if the risk might be death?
Moslawis are generally, I think, very keen for the outside world to understand what's really happening. And they are incredibly brave. And it's a sort of testimony to them that we've maintained the same staff there for the entire period.
I mean, the first casualty, as we know, of war is truth. So with this assault on Mosul, a lot of verification is needed. How do you get that verification?
Well, we compare what we are doing with other networks of activists and journalists who are publishing through different outlets, mostly in Arabic. We try to verify some of the accounts that come in of airstrikes, for example, where the US-led coalition publishes daily strike reports. We take a look at those and see if they kind of line up. We've also worked with the same people for about 18 months, and we've developed a trust relationship with them. But make no mistake about it, we have to caveat what we do in Mosul because it does remain closed off to the outside world. But the importance of understanding what's happening inside that city outweighs the kind of doubt that we might have about, you know, a specific set of particulars of a specific report about something. The general trend that comes out from our reporting, I think, reflects what people are saying elsewhere. And what we've seen consistently is things that we have picked up on very early through our network have then started to percolate out as other journalists have interviewed people who have managed to escape the city.
Patrick Osgood edits and reports for Iraq Oil Report. He spoke with us from Erbil in Iraqi Kurdistan. Patrick, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.